saw recently a word from Rav Shach. It was the last day of this man, and the Bochum and Shir asked him to say a couple of words of Dibrei Chizuk. So he asked, what do you want to hear Chizuk on? So he said, they said, famous manam. So he said a word like this. We know the tefillah from the Chunya ben Hakana. He davened before he went into the Beis Medrash, and he had a tefillah after when he was leaving the Beis Medrash. The tefillah before he went into the Beis Medrash was that he shouldn't be nichshol dvar halacha, and that yismachu b'chaveri, should be atzliach in his learning. That's what he said afterwards. He gives a shvach v'idah to Rebbeinu Shloim that he put his chelek in the Yeshvei Beis HaMedrash and not in the Yeshvei Kronis, those that sit and schmooze around the whole day in the wherever they are. Sha'onu mashkimin v'hei mashkimin, we all know the tefillah. Onu mashkin d'rei Torah v'hei mashkimin d'vorim teilim. Onu amu v'ayimayim v'ayimayim v'kamoskamim v'ayimayim. Onu rotzim v'hei ma'otzim. Onu rotzim v'ayim abo v'hei ma'otzim v'hei shachas. So he says it was always bothering him. V'chura v'shleimot, when you go into the Beis Medrash, a tefillah, there should be zeicha to be matzliach in your learning. When you leave the Beis Medrash, Avad is a time for Shvach Vaidaya. When you're leaving the Beis Medrash, it's also a Zman for Tefillah. It's also a Zman for Tefillah. When you leave the Beis Medrash, that the Torah should stay with you. You shouldn't lose what you gained in the Beis Medrash. There's a Yetzirah out there. Who says, who's Maftiach, a person that has been Nitzel Chas V'Shalom from the Yetzirah? So at least make a Tefillah that he should be mischazik with his Torah, and it should keep him when he goes out of Beis Medrash also. This is what Rav Shach said, it was always bothering him. He said the answer is Vaistois. The only way to be nitzel from the Yetzirah when you go out of the Beis Medrash is to understand what the Beis Medrash did for you. To understand what is the difference between when I go to Beis Medrash and what a goy does in the street. Anu mashkimim vehei mashkimim. This minute I get up in the morning, what am I getting up in the morning for? I'm getting up in the morning to be rotz lever shachas, for dvorim betelim, for shtusim, for hashchasa, for nivol. I am mashkimin the divrei Torah. I'm getting up in the morning to learn. I am omel to learn. I am rots to learn to olam haba. And the goyim, whatever they're doing, a person has to be mechazik himself with that and appreciate what he has. And he says, where is the place to do that? The place to do that is already when I'm outside the Beis Medrash and the Yetzirah has already chapped onto me? Or the place to do that is before the Yetzirah chaps onto me? Because after the Yetzirah chaps onto one, it is very difficult to start saying, ah, Baruch Hashem, I'm Ashkim L'Divrei Torah. The Yetzirah blinds a person. The Yetzirah doesn't let a person see. The Yetzirah builds up mountains out of molehills. he makes the smallest taiva that this is sakonis of froshes if I don't have it. Pikuach nefesh. And of course, after the taiva is fulfilled, it's taka, a little mohil, and one has a lot of harata. But this is what it's all about. This is what the Melchemes HaYetzer is all about. Listen to the Sahara, and afterwards feel bad. But once the Yetzer got a hold of you, the Kitzer, says Rav Shach, Rav Shaykh, the place to do this is in the Beis Medrash, before you go out into the world. How about he added on, you have to make a little tefillah also over there. It's not going to go without tefillah, whatever, you have to daven also. But Akoponim, the Iker Vaisteis, he says, is to appreciate what we have, and that way, when we go out, if you have to go out, later on also, if you have to go out, so then maybe you'll be nisa from Yisrael. You know, every time is etzem like that. We have zmanim of the year, that are zmanim of aliyah. Zmanim to go up in Ruchnias, special times that Ribbono Shel Olam gives the Yidden, that they should be go out of the normal daily life, and Ribbono Shel Olam gives a special miyuchadika time that we could steig. The time of Shavuos is a time of steiging in Divrei Torah, in Chashivas in Torah, in Geschmack in Torah, in understanding what Torah is about. So in this way also, I was thinking, Rav Shach's vort is really negatos now also, any other time of Aliyah. That in the time of Aliyah, we have to chaparayim and understand what we're doing and the chashivas of it. And we may that afterwards when we go back to the daily life, so then we'll be able to mechazik ourselves and not let the Yetzer Hara get a hold of us. Every day in Birchas Krishma, we say first bracha, Yetzer Hamoiris by day, Marav Harovim. And afterwards we say, Abba Rabba, Abba Soilom, the bracha on Divrei Torah. The first bracha is a bracha on the Bria, on the Ma'oiris, the Ma'oiris made a day, a night made a night. And then afterwards we say, bracha Birchas HaTorah. What is the connection, what is the hemshech between the two brachas? Who they have no connection whatsoever. Start Birchas HaTorah. Ava Rabo Avtonu. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us he loves us. Therefore, learn Torah. Doesn't mean anything to us. Do we appreciate what those words mean? It's very hard. We don't understand who's telling us, and we don't understand what Divrei Torah is. We know. We say also every morning after Birchas HaTorah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, all the mitzvahs that a person does, Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. The Goyin says, I think it was from a Yerushalmi, every single word of Divrei Torah is more chashuv than all the mitzvahs. That's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Every single word. So when we start thinking, okay, we'll start here, I should say, so learn every word. But does it really enter on what it means? We can't. Because our ideas, as far as our limits go, what's a good schar? What's a great schar? And if I have $1 million, $2 million. Every word I'll get $1 million for. Look after how many millions of dollars I need. How many millions, how many words of different Torah? Millions and millions and millions and millions of words of different Torah that I could possibly speak in my lifetime. But what does it mean? We tell you, the Mishnah says in Ovis that all this the hana that a person had in this world is not worth 1 second of Olam Haba. It doesn't enter our minds. It doesn't rest with us. We know it, we hear it, but make it taste it. If a person will tell you, a rich chosh of a fellow will tell you, I'll give you a lot of riches, might make some more hashbah. We'll make more hashbah in person than we read it in the Davin. I'll tell you a hargosha I once had. There's a meister with the Chofetz Chaim. He was a bochur shikur on Purim. Bochur shikur on Purim in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. And he went to the Chofetz Chaim and he told the Chofetz Chaim, I'm not going to leave the Rav go until he's maftiach me that I'll be next to him in Olam Haba. And taka, he didn't let the Rav go until the Rav Chofetz Chaim was maftiachim. Chofetz Chaim wasn't maftiachim. It kept on going. I don't know how long it went. Vayistase, it went on for a while. And then started getting late for the Suda. So the Chofetz Chaim had to start going to the Suda then. So then he had no choice. The Bacha wasn't letting him go. So the Chofetz Chaim told him like this. He said, I don't know if I am roy to be zeicha to Olam Haba. But if I am roy to Olam Haba, it's because I didn't speak or listen to Lashon Hara my whole life. Therefore, if you could be maftiach me that you don't either speak or hear Lashon Hara your whole life, you'll have a place next to me in Gan Eden. That's what the Chofetz Chaim did. No. So what would you think? Chofetz Chaim's maftiach. Nishposhet. And not only that, okay, we know the Chofetz Chaim for his anivus. He said, if I have a ham zeichel, we know the Chofetz Chaim was the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, they say they were made on him in the Shemaim a kleina tana, a small tana. So even if, let's say, we are nizer noshen hara our whole life, but to sit next to the Chofetz Chaim in Olam Haba, nishposhet. What did the Bocha say? No, he's not Mavtiach. So the Chofetz Chaim said, okay, send him away. And he took him away and he went to Edusim. The whole time he didn't. That was the Edel Kaif in Chofetz Chaim. But I'll call upon him. Why do we look at such a Bocha? He really messed it up bad. Huh? Can you imagine such a thing? Bizeiche to sit next to the Chofetz Chaim in Olam Haba. You have to, okay. I don't say it's easy, but Al Kapono, I think it would be much harder to be a Chofetz Chaim than to not speak Lashon Hara and what's the name of whole life and to be Zeiche to Olam Haba in the Chofetz Chaim. This spice, that's what's true. And then I thought to myself, saying over this mice, no, that's the Chofetz Chaim being maftiach. Yeah. But we have a haftacha from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Yeah. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself tells you, do your mitzvah, do my mitzvahs, learn my Torah, and I'm telling you, you'll have Olam Haba. I'm telling you, you'll be zeicha to call tov the Olam Vaed. That we don't hear. If the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm telling you, you'll be sick next to Olam Haba, oh, and the Baruch doesn't want it, that fool. But the Rebbeinu Shleilem tells us before Shapsukim the Torah, keep my Torah, do my mitzvahs. I'm telling you, this is a good thing. And that we don't listen to. And the Rebbeinu Shleilem says, if you do bad, Chas v'Shalom, it's going to be bad for you. If Chas v'Shalom, Adam Gadol will give us a zog, you better not do this, or else I'm telling you something bad can happen to you. And Rabbi Chappis Filus. Oh, he said so. And the Rebbeinu Shleilem writes in his Torah, I am telling you, you do this Aveira, you can get a big einish. That we don't have to spy this one. The Rebbeinu Shleilem says, Kol Mila U Mila. Klor, Chazal said of the Kabbalah. Every single word of Divrei Torah, you're going to get a schar for. Doesn't make any ashpa on us. So when we say Ava Rabba, the Rebbeinu Shleilem is telling us he loves us. Ava Rabba Aftonah, I love you. Therefore learn. Could be this is why the Seder, something behind the Seder of the Brachas. First thing we say, Yetzer HaMa'iris, Yetzer Or. If you take a little look into the bracha, Yetzer Or Uvor Yechayshech, Oyser Shalom, Oyser Shalom, Meil Oris, all the words. If you take a little time to understand what we're saying, find the translation, and then think of what we're saying, we see a bit of the Godless Oilam this Bria according to what we see. Nothing to do really with the godless of the Bria. But I think, about morning. Sun comes up in the morning, dark. And all of a sudden, sun comes up. How does the sun come up? Who picks it up? How does it work? Yeah? How does it work? Every single morning, exactly on the second, on the split second. Exact timing. More accurate than the most accurate Swiss watch you have. Nothing like it. Every single on the one thing. Who picks it up? How does this work? How does the earth stay where it is? The Brias, we get up in the morning, we move around, we see, we pick up our finger. And start thinking about it. Start thinking about the Brias. Start thinking about a tree. A tree grows, you have a little seed. The rain. How does rain come to cloud? Where's rain? Rain? What's rain? All of a sudden. We don't think it gets cloudy. I don't know. Yeah. We have a Bria. We have an earth. Dump of earth. Sun moves. Yeah, what's worth standing on? So one shikra guy gets up and says, gravity. Oh, that's the solution to the problem. Gravity. And what is gravity? Yeah. That he doesn't have an answer. Instead of saying that's Rebbeinu Shleilem, who puts in the Bria, a koyach to make the world stand, and happens to be that you call it gravity. Okay, fine. That's the answer, John. There's gravity. I don't have to be a maimon in the Bria anymore. That's my answer. Gravity. Yeah? Why does a tree grow? They look through all the scientific things and still doesn't answer the problem. What is that good for work? This chemical reaction makes that chemical reaction, this makes this, and that. How good for kasha? What's the answer to the problem? How do you answer the question? You just fakir, you're showing more the godless of the Bayer and the Bria, that how every single little thing over there is always kechezmet. And that's if you take one little tree, not even a tree. You have either one little fruit that grows out of a tree. And then if you start thinking about all the fruits, and you start thinking about all the trees, just in that forest itself. The gadlus and the koiches is far beyond that anything that we have any idea of starting to think about. Man made an airplane. An airplane. Yeah, had a big fat factory for it. Yeah. And thousands of workers. Yeah, and thousands of parts. And all this takal chokhmah. Not saying that. But how complicated is that machine? And how much chokhmah does it take? And how much money does it take in the hand? And then you have the airplane over there ready. Okay, it needs a big runway to take off. You have to have an airport. And then all the... And then something goes wrong also. Yeah, how many millions and billions of birds are there around? Yeah, and it doesn't take grace of factories to make the birds. And they're a lot more quiet the day they fly. Yeah, make a lot less noise, much more geschmack. Yeah, and they can fly as far as airplanes also, if you know all the things. Go across the Atlantic. Yeah, and they don't have to fill up with tons and tons and tons of fuel. Let's just go. If you start looking into the brachas, yitzamoyers, and this is all small, this is a fraction, nothing, didn't even start. Just to give you an idea of like a mahal chamachshava over here. And you start thinking about it. Yitzamoyer uvayre chayshach. The boy is created or, and he created Choshech. Choshech is shown as a male oritz. So he started thinking, and it's like a moyerdika thing. There was a boyri in the world, a moyerdika boyri, a powerful boyri, and understandably something we have no idea in. Understandably, just like we have no idea in the Bria, we have no idea in the boyri. So, if we start thinking along those lines, and then we start thinking, "Gebeire Yisporach Shemoi," he tells us, "Ava Rabo Ahavtanu, Klal Yisrael." You know something? I love you. Not stam, I love you. A great love. It means something else already. I understand, we don't understand, we can't understand, but the Mahal HaMachshav is already there. There is a boyre, a great boyre, and he is telling us, Abba Rabba Avavtona, I love you greatly. Therefore, sit and learn my Torah, because that is what you're here on this Bria for. I created this Bria, I created this boyre de Gabriya, and you know why I created it for? Bereishis bar elakim, says Chazal, Bishvil Torah shenikra reishis, Bishvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. I created this Bria for you to sit and learn Torah. Abba Rabba Avton, I love you greatly. Therefore, I'm telling you to do it. There's no other reason in the Bria other than Klai Yisrael should sit and learn and kind of Torah the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that is what's Mekayim the Bria. This great Bria is all Tali in us. It's Tali in how much we learn Torah. You want to know how much Bracha there is in the Bria? How much Bracha there is in the Bria is Tali in how much we are sitting and learning Geshmak. And Chas V'Shalom Faket, you want to know how much Chas V'Shalom problems that could be in the Bria is also totally in how much we are in Nistrapa, how much we weaken ourselves from Divrei Torah. If you want to know why, part to understand a little why the Schar for Divrei Torah is so great, it's because you look in the Bria, you see the Moir de Gabriya, you see you're the one that's holding up the whole Bria. We say at the end, "B'salam l'tayra k'nega kulam." That's what we say at the end. Eil dvorim sheyesh shoyedom oichopay sein boyim azera keren kiremus loydom haba. Those things, says the Gemara, what are those things special? Those things are special because they are teiva for the bria also. That's what the Gemara says. Where does it come in? Says Rabbi Aaron Kol, because Talmud Torah Kedei Kulam, the biggest chesed for the bria is one who sits and learns Torah, because he is mekayim the bria. That is the biggest gemilas chasadim, and he's going to get schar for being mekayim the bria. Klor, klor, klor. The Gedolim used to say. Not, I'm not saying a psak to everything, but there's sometimes with shaylas, especially the beginning of this Medina, where the Medina were taking over children that came from Europe without parents, or even with parents, and they're trying to bring them into their kibbutzim, to fry kibbutzim, to make them fry. There's a question of bochum leaving yeshiva to go out to mukar of them. And on most occasions, I think it was, the Gedolim said no. You do more by sitting in the yeshiva and learning than going out to be karev a bocher, a child from a kibbutz. Because the whole bria, the whole bracha of the bria, the ruchnius of the bria, is all totally in the retaira. When we sit here and learn geshmak and levaye, we are matzah the whole bria. So if you want to know Abba Rabba, I've told you what that means. Look at what the bracha before is all about. We're not talking about stam myself. If I'm talking about myself, do I want to have a good time? Do I want schar? I don't want schar. That's one thing. But you're talking about a bria over here. You're talking about a Ribbono Shel Olam who created such a bria, who made such a bria, who's telling us this is what you're here for. And the boy is telling us, I'm not doing it out of sinner. I'm doing it because Ava Rabba Avtonu. I love you. I care for you. I want you to be Zaycha to Olam Haba. To Nitzchias. To Netzach Letochim. Forever and ever. We don't understand what it means ever and ever. We have no idea. But if you want to start thinking about, okay, I have one word of Torah, $1 million. 2 words of Torah, $2 billion. 100 words, $100 million. How much of any can I have? $100 million? Okay, $1 billion. But after that, I mean, what's another word of Torah? That is not a kasha. So I spoke about when you have $1 billion, and then you have another $1 million afterwards, so the $1 million loses its chashivas towards the $1 billion. Therefore, the $1 million is not really worth the same thing as this if you only have $1 million. But in Divrei Torah, every single word of Divrei Torah has its own chashivas and does not lose its chashivas. We don't understand. We can't understand. We can't understand the Bria either. But Chazal tell us that we have to understand one word of Divrei Torah is $1 billion. Another word of Divrei Torah is the same $1 billion. One word more of Divrei Torah makes a big difference upstairs. One word less of Divrei Torah means a big difference upstairs. We have no idea what it is. But we have no idea in the Bria either. Therefore, we can't accept it. We can't fathom it. It doesn't go in. But the Bria is there. The Bria is there. We don't understand that either. It's a fact. This is also a fact. Ava Rava Vatanu is also a fact. It's better more, and it's hard to say. But I saw a maisa with Rabbi Aaron Kotler which mama struck me. I'm not sure if I'm saying over the mice 100% right, exactly what he said, but the point is definitely there. And as he was once giving a shmooze, I think it was before Neaton Ela, about how we have to mechazik to do tshuva. And he was saying, reckon a bunch of reasons why should we do tshuva. And then he gave a cry. I think mamish a cry, started crying. And he said, the reason why I have to do tshuva is because that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. That's the biggest reason to do tshuva. That's what we're supposed to be doing now. And that's what you have to know also. We're here to learn Torah because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it from us. And if one is zeicha to understand those words, then Ashra v'tayvloi, Ashrei v'olam hazeh v'tayvloi l'olam haba. That means he has reached it. He knows what it's all about. I can't say I understand it, but if one understands, that's his satisfaction. That's his goal, to be kind the rots of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And after all the reasons to tshuva, it's going to save you from Gehenna, I'm sure it's going to make you better for all the reasons. But this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us, and start crying. Such a person is lucky. Such a person lives in this world, and he's really in his Olam Haba already. Like the Chazaynish writes in a couple of places, a person can be sitting on this world, but he's not on this world. He's davuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's davuk in the Shechina, and he's really living in Olam Haba. And this is where the geshmak from Torah comes from also. We speak about Anu Ameilim, Behem Ameilim, those are zeicha to appreciate, to enjoy learning. You can't tell them anything about this world. Tell them about $1 million. Lo nechnas al arosh, like they say in this country. Doesn't enter. He is completely satisfied. He knows he's doing the best. Any little, he's kleinekaiten, you give him the best meal, you get him, doesn't enter. Wash it on. What are they yomolin? Garnished. There's nothing like the geshmak in Divrei Torah. You want to speak about, that's Anu Ameilim, a bit about Anu Ameilim, Anu Rotsim. I'm not going to speak about Heim Rotsim, Heim Bashkim, what they're Mashkim to. It's not to Negea. It is Negea, but it's not the place to speak about. When you start thinking about what the Goyim are running after, sometimes, some years ago, perhaps you could fool yourself. Think of Sargoy is Eichet Amensh. They had some type of inushias to them, human side to them. I don't think Bizman Azeh that is too much to see what's behind the Goy. And behind what he wakes up to, behind what he's amal to, and behind what he's rots to. There's nothing more than what they call in this country garbage. So we want to think about what are we doing and what are they doing. So sigh, we have to start thinking about where we're headed for with our Divrei Torah. The schar that we get for every word of the Divrei Torah, and the geschmack that we find in Divrei Torah. Baruch Hashem, the Olam is learning quite well this month. And I'm sure when the Olam is learning well, they feel a satisfaction, they feel a hanah, they feel this is really what it is, this is what makes me, and they want to go weiter. But what happens? The Yetzer Hara gets to them. So, well, if you feel it already, the Ibn Shalom is doing us a taiva. Not only does he give us so much schar for the Divrei Torah, he makes a geschmack also. He makes a geschmack that really one who is, like we said, one who is Isaac and Torah doesn't want anything else. The Gemara in Menachos, as a matter of fact, on a posik, what's it going to be? It's hard posik, but Va'af hesischa mipitzar. The Yubayisho was Mesa sauce. Mesa was Madiach. Mesa is an insider. Inside sauce. Mipitzar. From going to Gehenna. Yubayisho incites us from going into Gehenna. Says the Gemara, that means to say that Yubayisho tells us, incites us to go to with the Derech HaChai, the Derech of the Torah. How does Rebbe Yisrael incite us by going to the Derech HaTorah? The Gemara says, "Ein hasosa ela ba'achila v'shtia." If it's such a partial Torah, somebody's based in somebody to weigh avoid the Zorah, yeah. It's only when he has to give him to eat, sit him down, take him to a restaurant, take him out, discuss things over, give him the shmak of time, and then afterwards, no. Then the fellow will feel he has to listen to him. What's hasosa b'divrei Torah? The child is poshut. The Yibayishla makes learning so gishmak. When one learns, and he's really in the learning, it's so gishmak. He feels so good. He feels like $1 million. He really feels like he doesn't want anything else for that time. That's a mitzvah. I don't think anybody could say different. How much one experiences it? Some more, some less. Some longer amounts of the time, some shorter amounts of the time, but I think everybody more or less experienced such a thing. The Yibayisho is being maces us. He's inciting us to learn, to be zeichet elam haba. Not only is he telling us, listen here, I'm telling you, I'll be chesed, do this. He's telling us, making gishmak. You want to be zeichet haba? Here's a gishmak of life. We don't understand it. Yeah, sometimes it's hard for us. Okay. But everybody, I'm sure, experiences one time or other. The Mishnah says in Novus, Tachi darkei shel Torah. Pas b'melech teichel, or mayim asura tishta. Drink, eat a little bread with salt, and drink a little water. That's the darkei shel Torah. If you do that, Ashrecha v'toyvloch. Ashrecha boyim hazeh v'toyvloch loyim haba. Ashrecha boyim hazeh, you eat a little pas, drink a little water. And what's imato isekein if you do so? If you do so. Ashrecha, pas v'toyvloch, kachi darshu, kachi ashrecha v'toyvloch. And before she say the pshat is, I'll tell somebody, eat a little water, drink a little water, eat a little bread, and you'll have a lucky Olam Hazeh. Look at him like he's... That's not my ideas of Olam Hazeh. Exactly. Yeah, you tell me how good meals. But this, learn. Okay, but this is my Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, believe in Olam Hazeh. The Mishnah says, Imata Oisakein, if you'll do so. If you'll sit and learn like you should, it won't bother you, no Haspa Melech. It won't bother you, O Mesurah. The learning fulfills completely anything that a person will want to have in Oyon Hasim. Those at the Gdolim used to learn day and night, and used to keep themselves up late by night. Their eating was mamish kalach hayad. Like we said many times, Chazanish didn't know if he ate or didn't eat. He says, Mistoma, they're bringing me food to eat, that means I have to eat. That's all. That means probably, if they don't bring food, I don't have to eat. He didn't know. He was in no learning. Didn't interest him anything in these things. And if he's in the middle of a sugya, his soul goes sit down to eat with sugar. And if what's the name, and if he had a kasha, go to sleep. What's that? Sometimes he used to say, oh, this kasha, you have to stay up the night. Let me just tell you my Sir Shach. He used to speak to the Biskarov a lot and learn. One time he asked the Biskarov the kasha. And the Biskarov didn't have a teres for him. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the Biskarov tells his kids, let's take a walk. Then Rav Shach used to live in Yerushalayim. Let's take a walk to Shchunas Kerem. Biskarov used to live in the area of Yeshaya. Shchunas Kerem, a little up. Malchi Yisrael, whatever. I have a teres for Rav Shach. He's looking. Or it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Can't go to his house now. If Rav Shach has a kasha, he doesn't have a teretz, he's not going to be going to sleep. So they walked. Sure enough, they saw the lights on in Rav Shach's house. So this boy sent up his kid to tell the answer. Okay, kid came down and knew what he said. But he heard the answer. So, God bless the Biskarov. He said, okay, now let's stay here 5 minutes longer. Stay 5 minutes longer? Because I want to see if he was makabel to answer. Yeah. If the lights go out, that's a sign he was makabel to answer. And if the lights stay on, it's a sign he was not makabel to answer. 5 minutes later, the lights went off. So Biskarov went home. Really? But Akoponim, that's how it is. The whole life. The Ritaira, you have a kash, you're off. So you're off the whole night. Okay, off the whole night. This is a life. Gehem Chayenu. I want to live with it. I want to know it. If a person lives like that, that's a completely different. It's a completely different life. What can I tell you? You're not bothered with the shtusim, you're not bothered with the bullet. Everything is geschmack. If I have a good teretz, it's geschmack. If I have a good kasha, I have to understand. I know I'm fulfilled, I'm doing what I want with my, what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I'm doing the ruts in Yibayi Yishleim, I'm doing what's best for me, I'm doing what's best for the Bria. Going to Shavuos, it's a zman that Yibayi Yishleim gave Klai Yisrael the Torah. He put the Torah in them. He put it in us, the Torah. And Klai Yisrael was zeicha to it. So much zeicha to it that the Gemara says Yetzirah flew away from him. He didn't have any Yetzirah after Matan Torah. Torah cleaned it out completely. Ani amarti alkim atem. Yibayi Yishleim said, I wanted to make you like Malachim with the Torah. That's what the Gemara says referring to. Yes, we could be Zeicha on Shavuos to have a Kabbalah on Torah, get a Geshmak and learning. And the Melo will have ideas what we're supposed to be doing with ourselves and what's taka good for ourselves. And we should remember also that after Shavuos, like it started in the beginning, we have to be careful. when we go back to the normal lives, a lot of times after Shavuos, we figured we put it in the speed, we put it in our Shavuos. Okay, now we're ready for Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, or whatever it says on the sign, 25th of June. Yeah, it's already starting. Hachonis, we had Hachonis for Matan Torah. Now we have Hachonis for Dvarim Batalim, yeah, for the Bein Hazmanim. On Shavuos, give ourselves a chizuk. No, there's still 3 more weeks left in Zvam, whatever it is over there. I still want to chaperein. I still want to learn Geshmak. I still want to steig. And in Mitzvah Shem, the Jvoy Shem Shalom, we should have a good Kabbalah of Torah, we should have a Zeich, whatever Shavuos be given to us.